Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
We have the idea he wanted a God that was like a Superman who was all-powerful, omnipotent, but had the brain of a peanut. In other words, he had the idea, I'm smarter than God. Do you have the idea? I'm smarter than God. Certainly God wants to bring my boyfriend back again. That's obvious. Certainly God wants to heal my daughter. Certainly God wants to get me in this school. Certainly God wants to help me out. We use God. Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they're ignorant.
The truth is, Jesus wants to overwhelm you with His grace. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Do you try to bargain with God, or do you rest in Christ's forgiveness? Today, Dr. Young wraps up his message, Words of Forgiveness, and reminds you of the grace available to you in Jesus. So stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins in just a moment. But before we get to Dr. Young's message, throughout history, a person's final words have mattered because they're the last thing people want you to remember about them. And the last words of Jesus on the cross were especially powerful. Dr. Young wants to share what they were and why they matter to you by sending you his four-message CD series, Famous Last Words. You'll discover that even in Jesus' darkest hours, he spoke words that can be an incredible source of comfort and courage for you. We'll send you Famous Last Words as thanks for your gift today to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and people all over the world through this program. So call now to request your copy when you give 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day, so we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Words of Forgiveness, Part 2.
I read this week a cute little story about a little guy, 5 years old. He had a rough day with his mom. It seemed like he was in trouble all day long. He had so many timeouts, the whole day was almost one timeout. And the mom took the big spoon and discipline. I mean, they had a rough day. And finally, the little five-year-old put to bed, and he was saying his prayers, and he prayed for his father, his sister, his two brothers. He prayed for everybody he knew at school. He prayed for the trees and the birds. You know, they get started. He just named everything he could pray for. When he got in bed, he looked at his mom, and he said, "Did you notice that I left you out?" Jesus didn't leave anybody out, did he? Father, forgive them, for they're ignorant. And I think they were shocked. As we think about it, we are shocked today. But let me tell you, the person who was shocked more than anybody else, I think it was one of the thieves on the cross. Remember, three men were dying on crosses that day. Did you get it in the account? A thief on Jesus' right, a thief on Jesus' death, and Jesus himself. And the thief on Jesus' left. Did you get what he said? Now, people were saying he saved others, himself he cannot save. Now, we know he could have saved himself. We read in the gospel account he could have brought 12 legions of angels to save him. You know how many angels that is? That's 72,000 angels. I think that would have handled it, don't you? 72,000 angels would have handled it. He could have called 12 legions, but he didn't, to save him from the cross, from physical death. And in one sense, he could not save himself. Do you see that? Because he was in the business of saving you and saving me, and to save us, he could not save himself. So in one sense, that was true. But now you have that thief on his left, the lesser thief. And he said, and by the way, this is the thief that missed Jesus. He missed Jesus. And he said, if you're the Christ, save us, save me. But he missed Jesus. How did he miss Jesus? First of all, he missed Jesus because he got caught up in the crowd psychology. You know, crowds have a psychology. When I was in Mississippi College, we were marching on our arch enemy, Millsaps College, and they'd hijack one of our freshmen, we thought, so we all lined in the streets. We were marching there. You get caught up, and all of a sudden, my goodness, you can get in trouble. There's a mob psychology you can get into. I got into it. It happens. And so you have the crowd there mocking Jesus, sneering at Jesus, cursing at Jesus, and this thief got caught up in it. They said he was laughing at him too. There on the cross dying with him on his left side. And he said, look, if you're the Christ, save me, save us, save me. He missed Jesus because he got caught up in the crowd, and he missed Jesus because he put a test down. He put a test down. He said, if you're the Christ, save me. In other words, he said, I'll believe in you if you'll save me. Makes sense, doesn't it? I'll believe in you if you'll save me. That was the test. Man, I'm in trouble. Get me out of trouble. He had a felt need. Jesus, minister to my felt need, and I'll believe in you. He looked upon Jesus as an administrative assistant. I want to have a meeting Thursday, 11 o'clock, take care of it. Jesus, I'm on this cross. If you are really God, if there is a God, then you'll certainly get me down on this cross. We have the idea he wanted a God that was like a Superman who was all-powerful, omnipotent, but had the brain of a peanut. You see it? That's the kind of God he was looking for. In other words, he had the idea, I'm smarter than God. You ever the idea? I'm smarter than God. Certainly God wants to bring my boyfriend back again. That's obvious. Certainly God wants to heal my daughter. Certainly God wants to get me in this school. Certainly God wants to help me out. We use God and say, boy, I want to be healthy, I want to be happy, and I'm going to believe in God. And we use God to these ends. I'm in trouble, God. Get me out of trouble, and I'll believe in you. He put that test down. By the way, we've been guilty of the same thing. Oh, Lord, if you will do this or help me with this or get me out of this or guide me, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be the best follower you've ever seen in the world. That sounds like us, doesn't it? But he missed Jesus. He missed Jesus. He put a test down. See, we want God to be all-powerful. We have the idea that we know what God ought to do. You see, his problem was he put something ahead of God. What was that? His own life. Oh, my life is more important. Man, if you'll save my life, then I believe. Anything you and I put ahead of God, even your life and my life, that becomes our God instead of the true and living God. You think, I'm smarter than God. This is what God obviously should do. My goodness, if you do this, I'll believe in you. Right? Obviously. First thief missed God. The second thief found God. What was the difference? He did something that can only happen through the leadership of the Holy Spirit. He didn't use God as a means to an end. He saw God himself and believing in God and giving himself to God was an end in itself. See, we use God as God, all of this is a means, and then I'll have you. No, the second thief says, God, I may stay on this cross, I may stay in trouble, but I want you. See, he was interested in his soul and more than he was his skin. And when we're interested in our skin more than our soul, to have God is an end in and of himself. And he got that. Only Holy Spirit could help him to get that. He says, I may stay in trouble, that's okay, but I want you. You see the difference? The first thief who missed God said, save me. That's a demand, I believe. The second thief said something entirely different. He said, remember me. And that's grace and that's mercy. See the difference? See the difference? And he found Jesus. He said, remember me when you come in your, look how much he got, kingdom. That's it, isn't it? He, see, as long as we get him, he got it. He found Jesus because he was in the kingdom. What a tremendous truth. What a great contrast. First guy missed Jesus. Lord, I believe you, get me out of trouble. Second guy said, Lord, hey, I believe in you, whether I stay in trouble or not. I just want to be in your kingdom. I want to be in your family. And then Jesus, the third one on the cross, Jesus, the Son of God, said, today you'll be with me in paradise. You get the kingdom. He got it. He found Jesus, the second thief. Jesus gave it to him. And I have a feeling he was shocked. He's overwhelmed. I'm now a kingdom person. I'm outside of time. I'm outside eternity. Man, he got beyond the cross, beyond the crowd. He got all the way in the kingdom. And that is a shocking thing. You say, what about the crowd? Boy, what do you think about that crowd around Jesus? Sneering at him, mocking him, cursing him. Are you saying, well, I'm glad I don't live in a world like that today. Don't be too sure about that. Don't be too sure. Steven Spielberg, famous producer, did a little film for children called Super 8. A man went to see it saying, man, it'll be good to take my children. He sat there and counted over 100 times before he got up and left, over 100 times in this children's movie, Jesus Christ was used as a form of profanity. Time magazine did a survey and said in America, for every personal pronoun you and I use, I, me, my, mine, we, every personal pronoun we use in America, Americans also use the word of profanity, a word of cursing. Isn't that something? Our society, our world, our world. Put up for me the seven deadly sins, would you? Remember these seven deadlies? By the way, they were deadly sins prior to the Bible. These are classical deadly sins. Wrath, lust, avarice, gluttony, sloth, envy, pride. Someone has recently written a very, very scholarly paper, demonstrating that our advertising world, follow me carefully, uses these seven deadly sins to appeal to you and appeal to me to buy, to go, to sell, to buy into that which they're presenting. Isn't that something? In other words, the advertising world, that these seven deadly sins are so dominating in your life and in my life, in our culture, in the crowd of America in the 21st century. My goodness. That's how they market this thing. And then we see Jesus found guilty when he's totally innocent. You say, boy, I mean, that's, how in the world did that happen in that culture? I saw Megyn Kelly interview Robert Shapiro. He was one of the defense attorneys in the O.J. Simpson trial, remember? And he's sitting there very wealthy and circumspect, and she asked him about the legitimacy of the trial, because anybody who can read and write and count to 10 know that O.J. was guilty and there was overwhelming, irrefutable evidence beyond any shadow of a doubt, but he was declared to be innocent. And so she asked his defense attorney, one of them, Shapiro, how in the world, how did this happen? And Shapiro said this. He said, there is judicial justice And there is moral justice. Hello. In other words, there is courtroom justice, but it may be different from moral, actual justice. Sad, isn't it, in the 21st century? But it happened in the first century too. There was moral justice in the trial of Jesus, but judicial justice, he was guilty. True in the first century, true in the 21st century, a difference between moral justice and judicial justice. Not always, but the dichotomy is too often there. So we see our world, we are a broken world. Is there any hope for us? We say absolutely there is. Because this same crowd that was cursing and denying and laughing and sneering at Jesus died on the cross, then the resurrection, and then 6 weeks later, Peter was speaking to some of these crazy ones who said, crucify him, and he called them to believe that Jesus was Messiah, and 3,000 believed. Within a month period of time, another 7,000 had believed. And now all of a sudden we see the early church was formed out of those who were cursing and denying and sneering. Such is the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ to take someone who is broken and put them together again, someone who is lost, and they can be found by the power of Jesus Christ. Have you ever been to a store where they had a sign up that said, if you break it, you'll pay for it? You know, it's usually a store where they got glass shelves, where they got all these little delicate things made out of all kind of glass and pottery and sculpture, and it's so delicate. And boy, and somebody in that store, when they see a seven-year-old come in, they just, ooh. But there's a sign up, if you break it, you'll pay for it. A lot of people have a sign like that in their life, don't you? You know, I've been so hurt, and I'm so angry, and I'm so abused, and I've been mistreated, and so there's a sign up says, man, if you break me or attack any part of me, you're going to pay for it, I'll tell you that. Know anybody like that? Oh, you're not like that, are you? Oh. But in God's store, different kind of sign. Like one store I read about, a lady went in and she was looking at all these things and she saw a beautiful little sculpture there of a village in New England, and she was looking at it trying to see all the work, and the clerk came in and said, pick it up, it's all right. She said, our store policy would go into effect, and she pointed a sign, and in this store the sign said, if you break it, tell us about it, and we'll forgive you. Isn't that terrific? And the clerk said, we have about the same amount of breakage as we've always had. But he said, there's a new freedom in the store, and people, you know, they understand that. And this lady said, I've got a sign at home like that for my kids. If you break it, tell me about it, and I'll forgive you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what's happening on this cross. All of us, all of those who are there. That's when these words rang true and are powerful and valid down through the centuries, all the way where you and I are gathered here in this place. Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they're ignorant. He says, today, you'll be with me in paradise. He said, break something. Tell me about it, and I'll forgive you.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
It's a pleasure to have Dr. Young join us in the studio now. Dr. Young, can you talk about the freedom that comes with leaving our burdens and brokenness at the cross and following Christ?
I go to the Old Testament first and think about David, who carried the burden of adultery, of murder, that year or year plus, before finally Nathan went to him, his pastor, his prophet, and presented him with a little story about someone who had stolen and eaten a ewe lamb that was a pet in a family. The prophet asked, well, David, what would you do? He said, I would take that person and I would punish them. And he just set out severe restrictions and judgment on him until Nathan, I think, with a tear in his eye, looked at the king and said, David, you're the man. You're the one who's taken the wife. You're the one who set up the murder of the husband. You are the one. He used the little story to illustrate the emptiness and brokenness in the life of David. And David, to his credit, repented and experienced forgiveness. Are you there today? Is there a brokenness in your life? Is there an emptiness there? Is there something that still blocks free access to the Lord? If so, confess it. Give it to Christ. And the miracle of the cross, he takes your sin and my sin upon himself. He takes the penalty, the shame that we deserve, and sets us free through his shed blood. Let me ask you something. If you want to be free, really free, clean, open, transparent, sleep at night, have a relationship with anybody and everybody that's unashamed, begin at the cross. Would you right now like to confess any sin? Just tell God about it. So you say he knows. Okay, just tell him about it. Be specific. Don't say, forgive me of my many sins. Name it. Confess it. Turn away from it. And ask Jesus Christ to come and run your life as he has cleansed your life. Dear Heavenly Father, oh, how we need to do this so many times. Lord, how so many of us carry burdens and shame and old garbage around with us that in different ways just stinks up our lives. May this be the moment of repentance, confession, and forgiveness for those who are listening, particularly that one person that may have just stumbled into this moment as they've turned on their radio. May this be the moment of a fresh new beginning in Jesus Christ, healing that brokenness. And where they leave this broadcast, praying that prayer, experiencing your grace, and become whole and complete again. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your grace that keeps on pouring out from that cross. We make this prayer of thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Young. You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope today's message has been a source of encouragement for you, and we'd love the chance to help you take new steps in your walk with Christ by sending you Dr. Young's four-message CD series called Famous Last Words. The final words of Jesus on the cross are loaded with wisdom and meaning because they teach us so much about who he is, what he did, and God's incredible love for us. In Famous Last Words, you'll discover that even in Jesus' darkest hours, he spoke powerful words that can be an incredible source of comfort and courage for you. We're excited to send you a copy of Famous Last Words as thanks for your gift to help keep this program strong, encouraging you and people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to give and request your copy. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for tuning in today on The Winning Walk. Join us again tomorrow as Dr. Young shares about the comfort, courage, and strength available to you at the cross.